This is program number LWUSA 3004. It's time for a wake-up call, America. It's time. I'm Larry West. Dr. Death is here. If you want to commit suicide, just call up Dr. Death. The sanctity of human life. It's gone. Back in 1973, when abortion became illegal, there were many who said, just wait, in coming years, euthanasia will become legal. If you're old, mentally ill, handicapped, or otherwise imperfect, your life is in danger. Governor Richard Lamb of Colorado shocked the nation. Back in March, get this, 1984, when he told a group of health lawyers that elderly sick people have, and these are his words, a duty to die and get out of the way and let the other society, our kids, build a reasonable life. You know, what Lamb said really reflects the general attitude of people. About, what, 60 years ago now in Nazi Germany, 60, 70, whatever, all you have to do is just glimpse at the past, and what you'll see is, quite frankly, what some are promoting today, the so-called, and this is a quote, inducement of painless death as a relief from suffering. When Hitler issued his direct order for euthanasia back in 1939, all state institutions were required to report on patients who had been ill for at least 5 years and who were then unable to work. Should these patients be killed? That was the question. And the answer rested entirely on the basis of a brief questionnaire. The authorities who pronounced their death sentences were professors of psychiatry at major universities in Germany, and they never saw the individuals themselves. The first to be killed were the aged, the infirm, the senile, the mentally retarded, and the defective children. Eventually, as World War II approached, the doomed undesirables included the epileptics, World War I amputees, children with badly modeled ears, and even bedwetters. Bedwetters. You know how it all started in Germany? It started with the very thing that some have started today in our own country. And there is such a thing as life not worthy to be lived. And that is exactly what is being accepted among us today in the abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia movements. It all got a big boost back in 1973, more than, 25 years ago, when the Supreme Court of our land signed what could become the death warrant for every unwanted human being. I emphasize every. In its decision on abortion, the court stated, and this is a quote, only viable human beings who have the capability for meaningful life may, but need not, be protected by the state. Now the question is, who is viable? And who makes that decision? Already, handicapped newborns are the largest group of patients feeling the brunt of it. Surveys 5 years ago showed that about half the physicians that were contacted among us believe it was quite all right not to perform corrective surgery on an infant with Down's syndrome. Half. They also would deny food to these retarded children, allowing them to starve to death. Could such a thing happen? It did. In 1982... the Baby Doe case in Bloomington, Indiana, was nothing more than that. Death. Control. All the baby needed was a routine surgical procedure to unblock his esophagus and allow him to eat. But the judge let Baby Doe starve and die. And that was despite the fact that adoptive parents came forward wanting to adopt him. He had someone there begging for his life, begging to give him a place to live. But even the Indiana Supreme Court sanctioned the doctor's decision. The next candidates for extermination are the elderly. Just wait. It's time for a wake-up call, America. It's time to wake up. When the Supreme Court stated, and I quote it again, that only viable human beings who have the capability for meaningful life may be protected by the state, then what limits the death penalty for only unborn babies? One day the cry will go up. Grandma is no longer viable. Are you ready? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me, World Radio, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.